FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and the date is January 16th, 2017. I'm a little bit slow today. My producer, Melissa, my trusty producer, she's been with me, got going on 3 years now. She's on a cruise, so everything has fallen upon my shoulders, but we will survive, just like the snowflakes will somehow get through the election of Donald Trump. And hey, any emails, questions, comments, kl@kerrylutz.com, kl@kerrylutz.com. Facebook, don't forget our Facebook page, Financial Survival Network, who would have thunk, and the old trusty Twitter feed, @KerryLutz. And, well, Don Mazzella is with us now. You find him at smallbusinessdigestmag.com. And Don, it's great to have you back with us. While the Dow Jones is about to cross the 20,000 mark, the @RealDonaldTrump Twitter followers has crossed the 20 million mark. Do you think there's any connection?
Very definitely. But, Kerry, it's now 30 million.
Is it 30 million?
They picked up between the election and now, according to what I read over the weekend, he picked up 10 million new people in just that short time, which is phenomenal.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Well, that's between Facebook or Farcebook, as some people call it. Others call it Fakebook. And Twitter, he's got 40 million between the two now, but he just crossed 20 million on Twitter. Now, Twitter is a dying company. The only thing they have going for them, basically, is that it's Donald Trump's main method of communication with the American public, because the media, the what used to be called the mainstream media, is completely compromised, corrupt, and hostile to Trump, for better or for worse. So he's basically just said the hell with them, and he's using Twitter and social media to just bypass what I would call the legacy media, Don.
I couldn't agree with you more. You know, Franklin Roosevelt was the first one to exploit radio with his fireside chats, and now Trump is taken into the digital era with this. And, you know, it's very interesting. The media keeps shooting itself in the foot because it keeps insisting that it can do the job of informing the American people, when here he is, whether 20 to 40 million, and you know that it's retweeted, et cetera. He's talking directly. And what's really interesting is if now the latest thing, the media is all up in arms that they're going to be ousted from the White House and put in the
conference center,
the White House office building, you know. And they thought that the people would rise up in anger when they did it. And the funny part about it is people are saying good, and it's really. It's very interesting to see how the legacy media, by the way, I haven't heard that term before, but I think it's a good one, and I think you should claim credit for it, just does not understand how to deal with Trump. And the worst part about it is they're playing into his hands with all of this. And by the way, I think the other thing that's stupid is how all these stars are saying they won't come and sing at his inauguration or entertain. Another one just pulled out when she said her gay and other lesbian audiences were up in arms. But you think about it, she's further putting herself in off into a corner, because she's in effect saying that who she appeals to. It's a Trump is a phenomenon that I don't think we've seen at least in the last 50 years.
Yeah. I mean, I would say if ever. I mean, look, if we had gotten Reagan 15 years earlier in his life, we would have been a lot better off. I think he'd slowed down a lot. I think his memory was going. I mean, look, by the time he got to a second term, really, he was out of it. I mean, there's no question in my mind, and it was sad. I think he was a great man. Trump, on the other hand, he shows no signs of slowing down. He led an extremely healthy life here. Diet-wise, I don't think so, but in terms of substance abuse, the guy never took a drink in his life. No nicotine, no drugs, and man, he just keeps going and going. He's the ever-ready energizer. When was the last time we had a workaholic as president? I think LBJ was the last workaholic. Maybe Nixon. You could argue these were people that worked 20-plus hours a day. Trump is working 21 hours a day, and it looks like he's surrounding himself with workaholics here, Don. I mean, that is a good sign to me. You want people that work really insane hours. The time in my career when I got most accomplished was when I worked these crazy hours. You know, I'd work 80 to 100 hours a week. Now, it's not really conducive to raising a family, but when you're older, your kids are out of the house, hey, maybe it's not such a bad thing.
You know, you're very, very true. But he did have three wives, and that tends to slow up some people.
Yes.
If someone has to have a vice, I'd much rather he had that one than drinking or alcohol or smoking, et cetera. And that doesn't seem to slow him down. And by the way, you know what? The Times today and the Daily News and all the newspapers are all talking about the legacy of the Obama presidency and how great he was, et cetera.
I must have been away when that happened. I must have missed that.
The Times devoted its style section to Mrs. Obama. But you think about it, this new first lady, what does she want to do? She wants to stay home and take care of her son. When was the last time we had someone like that? Laura Bush, I think, was the last.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's all of these things together. Maybe a new dawn is coming. The really interesting thing, though, to me is the cabinet. I mean, if you look at this cabinet, it's one that's certainly got some really able people on it. The Times is bemoaning the fact that they're all white men, but, you know, the Constitution was done by all white men, too.
When did Ben Carson turn white? And when did DeVos, when did she turn male? And Linda Chow, when did she turn white and male? I must have missed something here, Don.
Well, the Times are saying they are tokens rather than anything. I won't argue with you, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The Times is really bent over backwards, and I really feel very, very upset about it because they've lost their mantle of impartiality, and to me that's a terrible thing for a news person to lose, and it's going to get worse. I mean, the way they're going about this is totally wrong.
Oh yeah, for sure. But this is why they are now the legacy media, and they're losing money, and they're a mere shadow of their former selves, and they're headed down the crapper. Let's face it, right? Anything can save them at this point, you think?
Well, I'm afraid you're right because I'm an old newspaper man. And I love newspapers, but I'm afraid you're right on that. Twitter, everything really taking its hold on it.
Well, they deserve to die. The Times deserves to die. I mean, you can go back to the '30s to Will Durante, to the Pulitzer that they got that they never should have gotten, that they still to this day adhere to, and all these good things, right? I mean, look, you know, they invented fake news. Well, them, I mean, we got into the Spanish-American War because of fake news. So anyone can say what they want about fake news here, but fake news came from the legacy media. And, you know, how are we getting back here?
Well, you know, we're finally getting to that point. We as journalists, when I was growing up, we railed against it and how it was so important to check facts, et cetera. Now we don't do that. And certainly this dossier on Trump is the greatest example of poor news gathering.
Pure fraud.
And BuzzFeed deservedly needs to be chastised for it.
And
so does CNN.
Yeah, CNN but, for saying, well, this is what they said. We don't know if it's true, but, you know, and we're not going to tell you what's in it, but you can find out what's in it over at BuzzFeed. You know, how disingenuous is this here?
I know. Well, they paid for it. I mean, that that reporter at the interesting thing is what the news media is really surprised about is how blasé the American people are. Most of them said, "Good for him that he got chastised like that."
They like it when he punches the media in the nose, right?
Well, you know, I don't know. I can't agree with that because, you know, give me a choice between a free press and a free society. I'll choose a free press because a free press will soon give me a free society.
Yeah, well, we don't have a free press.
I'm a firm believer of that, if you remember that one. The trouble being over 60 is we remember things that a lot of our younger generation hasn't even heard of.
I know, but we don't have a free press anymore. You can't call these guys a free press. They're the corporate media, and you know, their revenue model's all different. It's not like they rely upon people buying advertising anymore here, Don. They get sponsorships from the corporate media, and they don't disclose them half the time. And this is what we're left with. They're totally corrupt, right? I mean, you can't deny their corruption. So until they become transparent and divorce the income-producing side of their business from the content-producing side so that one has nothing to do with the other, then they are compromised and you can't believe anything they have to say. And I can pick random talking heads almost at will off of YouTube who do far superior jobs to the legacy media, Don. And you and I do a better job, in fact, because our interests are out there on the table and we're not compromised.
You've got a point there. I hate this self-aggrandizing. I know you are because I've been on your program. I know how you think. But I can't talk for myself. I'll leave it up to you. I'd like to jump and talk to one subject that I think will become really important is how the American people feel about themselves. I think at the end of soon, it's already happening. I've seen it. We see a turnaround in how the American people feel about themselves. Mm-hmm. There's a lighter step going about it. I have a supplier of mine that over the last 4 years, listening to him was like listening to a litany of bad things. But I talked to him on Friday, and for the first time in 4 years, I actually heard him say a positive thing.
Oh, my goodness. And, Did you fall off your seat, Don?
I'm sorry?
Did you fall off your seat when you heard that?
No, I went outside and looked for the second coming.
But, hey, well, equally.
Or the first, depending on your proclivity.
Oh, God, that's so funny, Don. But I know what you're saying. I felt that way myself here. You know, these were a hard 8 years to get through. If you believe in free markets, if you believe in entrepreneurism, if you believe in the ability of the American people to solve problems. Now, we're not out of the woods yet. We still got a huge amount of debt here, Don, that nobody's figured out what to do with. We've got all these entitlements that are, you know, ready to blow up. We've got just so many black swans. But you can't solve problems from a position of negativity, of pessimism. You can only solve your personal problems, your societal problems, the world's problems, from a spirit of optimism and a spirit of positivity, belief in yourself, belief in humanity, belief in the world, and a belief in the future. And that's the antithesis of pessimism, of negativity, and glass is half empty attitude towards life. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I always go back to John F. Kennedy when he said, we're going to go to the moon by the end of the decade. And the only question that they asked him was, did he mean 1969 or 70? I always use that as the example. And you're absolutely right. You know, I teach, every spring there's a conference in Columbia where they invite high school editors to come, and I talk at it. And every year I'm always surprised pleasantly when I see these kids, because they come from all over the country. And the thing about them is they're all so optimistic. You know, they're not the kind that are out there demonstrating. They're ones trying to, report and to talk about things and do things. And I'm seeing that. The reason I bring it up, I just got an email that this year the response has been twice of what it normally is. And Columbia was asking if I could do a second session. And they were so pleased about the fact that there's so many people applying. I really see that in a lot of different things, and I see hope for the future. And I hope you're hearing it in your program as well.
Yeah, more or less I hear it. You know, I'm a little bit more skeptical of Trump because I don't believe that he's necessarily has the answers. But sometimes, as long as you're willing to take action, the answers will follow. The worst thing is taking action from a bad place or taking action from tried and true results that are guaranteed for failure. We could go into this for a long time, but optimism, a little bit of guarded optimism is always a good thing, but you need to be realistic. The country's got a lot of debt, but hey, look, we've been up against a lot of challenges. The world has too. So let's just do our jobs, keep doing what we do best, try to be happy, keep a positive attitude. Hey, Don, we want to find out more about you and check out your website. What's the best site, the one I gave at the beginning of the show?
Absolutely. You want to read my books, donmazzella.com. The books are on there. And we have a new book out, Recalculating. 97 experts on how to driving small business growth. That's came out at the end of last year, and it's really it's turning out to be a really high selling book.
That's great.
But donmazzella.com or recalculating.biz.
Okay, and
that's where you can reach me. And if you want to email me, just emails on the site.
Okay, and of course the main site is smallbusinessdigestmag.com, and emails kl@kerrylutz.com, website financialsurvivalnetwork.com, and you'll get the link directly to Don's site. And take a look at our Facebook page. Got humorous articles up there, slightly irreverent tone, who would have thunk? And hey, you never know what you're going to see on there. Don, we will talk to you again soon. You be well.
I look forward to it, and thank you for having me. Have a good day.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.